welcome to Rewatchable number 51. This is our introductory podcast talking about Pushing Daisies, and we will be introducing all of the hosts that are going to be on the show this time around. First of all, you guys can get in contact with us at any time through email, which is rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com, Twitter, which is @re_watchable, and on any of the posts on Hypeable. So we will be doing Pushing Daisies starting next week, and this will be a 22-episode run, and we're going to be doing 2 episodes of Pushing Daisies per episode of Rewatchable, so it's going to take about 3 months. And as usual, just like on any of our other shows, we will be spoiler-free, and we would appreciate it if you guys were too, but feel free to send us feedback after the episodes whenever we are done with them and about to discuss the next one. So this time around, we have 12 hosts that are going to be doing Rewatchable. And so just to say hi to everybody really quick, we've got Caitlin, Christine, Danielle, Brandy, Ariana, Mitch, me, Karen, Kyle, Danya, Brittany, Gabrielle, and Colleen. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm super impressed. Everyone was like really quiet while I was doing the intro.
It's like a sneak attack.
Yeah. So this is kind of crazy, but we're hoping that it works out and you guys really enjoy having all of these different voices and opinions. And basically what we want to do is go around and introduce everybody so you can get used to their voices and learn a little bit more about them. And then we're going to be staggering everybody so that everybody gets a fairly equal chance to be on. And we're just going to kind of see what happens. It's going to be an adventure. So first of all, let's start with our super fans. And guys, just tell us a little bit about yourselves, like your name, where they can find you, what you do on Hypeable, and how you got into Pushing Daisies and why you love it so much. So let's start off with Kyle.
Well, for those who are listening to Rewatchable for the first time and you don't understand what a super fan is, we are the people who have seen the show before and basically either seen like some parts of the show and loved it or like the entire series and loved it. My name is Kyle. Hi. You can find me on the interwebs on Twitter, which is twitter.com/TRQHZ. I know it's complicated, but I tried to get Tar Kyle and some woman named like Rose Marie took my Twitter handle. And I'm like, psh, you're not Tar Kyle.
That's so random.
I know. It's so weird.
That's so sad.
You can also find me on Tumblr, which is Tyrion, like Tyrion from Lannister from Game of Thrones. Tyrion. Tyrionicle, so it's Tyrion and then Ickle at the.tumblr.com. But I warn you, I post naked men on there all the time. What I do on Hypeable.
Yes, he does.
I am a writer.
Right now.
I'm a writer for Hypeable. It's okay. I cover Orphan Black and Vampire Diaries and Originals, some Doctor Who stuff, and I help Michal with her Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff. And I do a bunch of random little writing projects. I'm also on Vampire Hype and Who Hype and Hype podcast and Book Hype.
I was going to say, don't forget that one. We just recorded like an hour ago.
I know. And how I got into Pushing Daisies. Oh my goodness. I don't know how I got into it. I found a commercial and I just thought like the commercial looked so crazy, but I thought it was all just like promotional material, because you know when TV shows have promotional material, their posters and everything are like insane, and like Once Upon a Time and Once Upon a Time Wonderland, it's like insane promotional posters with weird backdrops and props, and I'm like, okay, I wonder what the real show is going to be like. And then you watch the real show and you're like, oh, so it's like a live poster, basically. And I loved it. And I just fell in love with it from the very beginning. And Lee Pace is my darling. And that was my rant. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Danya?
Hi, I'm Danya. You can find me on Twitter @VirtualDon, which, much like Kyle, actually, someone took my original Twitter handle that I like, my handle that I use on everything. Actually, thinking about that is virtual underscore Don, because someone took virtual Don and they've never tweeted, they've never posted, they've never done anything, and I just it's so upsetting because I occasionally go onto the Twitter account just to see if they've done anything with it or if it's been purged, and it's still sitting there. And this has been 3 years later, and I'm just like shaking my head going, no, give it up. Give it to me. I'll use it. I'll take care of it. But yeah, I'm also a virtual Don on Tumblr. On Hypable, I'm a copy editor. So yeah, I just make sure that everything is correct and looks great when it goes up on the site. But I'm also an occasional guest host and helper on Not Another Teen Wolf podcast. As far as getting into Pushing Daisies, when I was at university, I had a really, really close group of friends, and we would go around and choose one new show to watch, like every time new shows started at the start of like every quarter. And we would then keep with it and keep watching it, and then we would stick with the ones that, you know, we liked, we all liked. Pushing Daisies was actually my nomination because I saw all the promotional material and thought it looked great. And yeah, we just stuck with it through the whole thing. And yeah, that's how I got into it.
And Brittany?
Hi, I'm Brittany. You can find me on Twitter at BRITLovely237. That's where my unfiltered Hypable nonsense goes when I'm live watching something. So for Hypable, I cover Once Upon a Time, Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, Girls, Looking, American Horror Story, and for the time being, I've picked up Grey's Anatomy to help out another writer. So I am writing all of the time, I feel like, but I love it, so it's okay. But yeah, if you follow me on Twitter, that's where you'll find all of my commentary on Jessica Lange that does not make it into our Hypable posts. So be sure to check that out. It's a good time. For Pushing Daisies, I started watching it because at the time that it came out, I was still obsessed with Wicked, and Kristen Chenoweth was going to be in it. So anything that she did, I watched. And it was basically like watching a storybook come to life. It has a very unique like setting, and the way it's filmed is really cool. So I kind of just stuck with it, and I absolutely love it. I don't have a good story about my Twitter handle, otherwise I would talk for longer.
That's
I did not know Chenoweth was in this show. That's how little I know about it so far, and you just really excited me.
Oh yeah, Chenoweth is so great. Fun.
Brittany, I just love your last name in general. I think it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Lovely is my last name. It's not just a clever Twitter handle. That's my last name, so.
It's amazing. Gabrielle?
Hi, I'm Gabrielle. I'm so excited to do this podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Gabrielle, GABRIELLE, _GOLD. I used to be a writer for Hypable, and although I don't do that anymore, I love Hypable, and I was on the Veronica Mars Rewatchable podcast, so I'm excited to do Pushing Daisies. And I'm a super fan of Pushing Daisies, just like I was with Veronica Mars. I love Pushing Daisies. I think it's extremely innovative, and I wish we had more than two seasons. I'm one of those fans that wishes it could be brought back as a Netflix or Amazon series. I think it had a lot more to show fans. So I'm excited to be on the podcast. Thank you guys for having me.
Okay, Colleen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Colleen, and you can find me on Twitter as well at Colleen Haha, which is ColleenHaha, which was also my really lame choice of a handle after anything I tried was already taken. And I thought, oh, I'll just try Colleen, haha, laughing to myself, and some reason typed in haha, and now it's stuck for literally everything. For Hypable, I cover some of the reality competition shows like The Voice and So You Think You Can Dance and formerly American Idol. And I wrote one article about the MTV VMAs once that got me a lot of angry comments from Taylor Swift and One Direction fans. But for Pushing Daisies, I have loved Pushing Daisies from the very beginning, from the premiere. I have been obsessed with it. It's just the most, it's a gorgeous show, and that's what got me into it, was seeing the ads for it and being like, what is this? This looks amazing. And it proved to be even more amazing than I even hoped for, and I've been obsessed with it. I was obsessed with it when it was on, and no one else watched it, and I had no one to talk about it with, so I'm so excited to actually talk about it with everyone now. So, yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. So those were our super fans. So now we're going to talk with the newbies, and these are the people that have not seen Pushing Daisies before, so they're going to be experiencing this thing for the first time. And I'll start off. My name is Karen, and you can find me on Twitter at Karen_Rott. That's my last name, Rought. Not very clever. I don't have a good story. That's just my name. On Hypeable, I am mostly a copy editor for the site with Danya. And we have all the editors on this time. That's cool. Brandy, you'll hear from her in a minute. And let's see, what else do I do? I write some stuff. I cover Teen Wolf and Percy Jackson. And I'm on Book Hype, Not Another Teen Wolf podcast, and Onceable. And in terms of Pushing Daisies, I literally know nothing about the show, actually, and just learned a lot of stuff for the first time here, like Kristen Chenoweth is going to be on it, so that's interesting. And I just assume that it's about dead people, but otherwise, not a clue. So, Caitlin, you're up next.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. You can find me on Twitter at purplehairedwonder, purplehrdwonder, and on Tumblr at purplehairedwonder spelled out. It's a reference to the Dragon Ball Z character Trunks, who I really liked when I was like 13, and then that stuck for all my online things because that's what people know me by. So I don't have purple hair. My favorite character does. So that's where that comes from. On Hypeable, I cover Supernatural and Arrow, and I covered Nikita until it ended, and I've been on the last two incarnations of Rewatchable, and I did guest spots on Glee Chat and Not Another Teen Wolf podcast, and would love to do more. Hint, hint, Mitch and Karen.
Listening.
And as for how much I know about Pushing Daisies, basically that Lee Pace and Kristen Chenoweth are in it, and it was created by Brian Fuller, and it's related to death. That's about all I got. So that's it.
And Christine.
Hi, I'm Christine. You can find me online on Twitter at Christine Cannon, but it's spelled CHRISTINECANN0N. Yeah, it's super boring, but solid. So there's really no confusing it, which is always really great. I'm a new writer on Hypeable. I cover Glee, Pretty Little Liars, and Veronica Mars movie news. I'm really liking it so far. It's always an adjustment, but I really like it. As far as Pushing Daisies, I don't really know a ton. I remember I watched probably the first couple episodes. I don't know why, and I'm really stuck with it. It's probably just me being dumb because I've heard so many great things. But yeah, Lee Pace, Kristen Chenoweth, I'm into it.
You sound exactly like Tina Cohen Chang.
I didn't hear that, but I was just about to compliment her on the unique rasp in her voice. I love it. It's almost Amy Winehouse.
I know. And for some reason, I was imagining Tina Cohen Chang talking the entire time, and it was hysterical. But you have a great voice. It's a compliment, I promise.
Thank you.
You guys are so weird.
I cannot hear it. We'll talk about the Geek for anyone who's not a Gleek.
Okay, Danielle?
Hi, I'm Danielle. I'm on Twitter at Zim102090. I'm also on Tumblr. I believe it's throughhazeleyes.tumblr.com. You may have heard me as the host of the Veronica Mars Rewatchable. This time around, I'm a newbie, so that's exciting. I'm really excited to not know anything about a show and not have to say no comment every other sentence. So that's going to be fun. As far as Hypeable goes, I'm a viral features writer there. So I basically can write whatever I want to. And so this week I'm choosing to write about Captain America. So that's fun stuff. And then I know I'm jumping around because my brain's out there today, but I know nothing about Pushing Daisies, and the things I think I know may be spoilers. So I'm not going to say it because I don't know if they're spoilers or not. So it's conflicting. So I know nothing. Let's say I know nothing.
Okay. We have a lot of people who just know nothing about the show, which I think is pretty exciting. It'll be like
it's
totally
amazing.
Yeah, totally brand new. Brandy, what about you?
Hey, I'm Brandy. My Twitter handle is Brandy with an I, Tiana. Tiana's my middle name. My last name is Delhagen, and nobody knows how to pronounce it. My mom's Mexican and my dad's Irish German, so people get super confused whenever my last name comes anywhere around. I am one of the other copy editors for the site. I've been with Hypeable for almost 2 years now, which I can't believe.
Yay.
That's almost a year, yeah. I'm excited that I get to be with Danya and Karen because I don't think anybody realizes how much we talk to each other on a daily basis about everyone else on the site. Just saying.
Snap. Oh, man.
You're not supposed to say that.
No spoilers, remember? Okay, anyways, so I don't know anything about Pushing Daisies either. I literally only know about Kristen Chenoweth and Lee Pace, and that's about as far as it goes. I told my mom today that I was doing this, and she got really excited and almost told me everything about the show, so I had to just walk away from her. So I'm excited.
Nice. Ariana?
Hi, my name's Ariana. And you can find me on Twitter at Ariana or Ariana, as in Ariana Dumbledore, underscore Stark, like Tony Stark and Sansa Stark. And wow, she's really Stark. And
see, yeah, Slytherin.
Oh, we're starting Slytherin. This already, Mitch. Okay. I was on the previous Rewatchable for Veronica Mars, and I write articles for Hypeable. And what do I know about Pushing Daisies? Not too much.
Okay. Do you mind if we say Ariana? Because I can't roll my R's like at all.
Oh, that's fine. There is actually no R roll. I'll give you a little lesson right now on how to say my name. it's like pronouncing a D instead of an R. So it's Ariana.
Ariana. Oh!
That is so staying in there. Okay, and then finally we have Mitch.
All right. I am Mitch Clow. You can find me on Twitter at Mitch, C-L-O-W. I am a tech video games writer for Hypeable. I've been on plenty of podcasts in my day, including Glee Chat, Poke Chat, Smash Chat, and the Veronica Mars Rewatchable. I am very much a newbie to Pushing Daisies in that, like I said, I just learned that Kristen Chenoweth is on the show. But that's kind of fun because she's on Glee a lot, so it's cute to see that. And I agree, it's going to be fun to see her from Wicked, you know, being on this. I just can't imagine her in like what I have this weird picture of Pushing Daisies is being right now, because to me, it's just like, I don't know, kind of like a morbid comedy, and she seems a little bit too poppy for it. But I mean, I could be surprised. But I think I've seen like one like I don't even know like artsy kind of trailer where it was like one of those 10-second TV spots of someone being like touched back to life or something, and that's all I know. So I'm gonna be really interested to make more theories, because as anyone who's listened to the Veronica Mars Rewatchable knows, I came up with a lot of things that I just quote threw on the wall. Sometimes they were right, and it was crazy when they actually were, because I had a lot of fun with just going crazy with them theories. And overall, I think it's just so fun to be back with, you know, all the people that we you know, quarreled and became besties with from Rewatchable, Veronica Mars, and to have all of these new people too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be super fun. And I mean, obviously, 12 hosts is a lot of people. You probably won't be getting us all on one episode again, unless the stars align or something and we feel like dealing with this madness a second time, but that's okay. We're going to be splitting up everyone into groups, and everybody's going to get a fair share, and we're going to kind of rotate, and it's going to be super fun. And so just kind of so you know who's doing what as we go through Pushing Daisies. First of all, we have Caitlin, who I have to send all my love and praise to because she keeps me sane by scheduling everybody. So we all need to bow down to her because she's amazing.
Yeah. We're not worthy.
Of course you're not.
And then Kyle, Danya, and Brittany are going to be your regular hosts. So they're the super fans that are going to kind of lead us through the episodes, and they'll each be taking turns. And then we have Ariana and Gabrielle continuing to make the hilarious docs that they do. And Christine's yes. going to be Christine's going to be helping them out. Ariana is great for making these crazy synopses whenever she kind of puts the doc together. So definitely looking forward to more of that.
I'm so sad I'm not reading those anymore.
And then the people who will be talking to you most on Twitter are going to be Danielle and Colleen. Colleen's one of the super fans, so she'll be kind of throwing some things out there. And Danielle's going to be talking to you guys about the podcast episodes and kind of just chatting with you guys so we can keep that account more active than it has been. And then Mitch and I will be continuing to edit all of our awkward pauses and weird mistakes out of it, so you guys think that we're much better podcasters than we actually are. And Brandy is going to
It's all an illusion.
Yeah, it really is. Like,
what are
you
talking about? We're perfect.
And Brandy's going to be joining us for that, so really appreciative. Wrapping up the episode, it's going to be a short one this time, but we wanted to get some feedback from you guys as we move into Pushing Daisies. So, Ariana, can you take that first one from Lily Luna?
Sure. Lily Luna wrote to us on Hypeable. She said, I'm a bit late here, but I just finished listening to the last episode, and I wanted to give a final thank you to all of the wonderful hosts. It's been a pleasure rewatching Veronica Mars with you guys. I'm looking forward to hearing some of the same voices on Pushing Daisies. Also, massive props to Ariana for basically calling Gia's involvement. Immediately after the movie, I had this moment where I remember her making that guess in the last episode, and my jaw just dropped. Very impressive. So, aww. Thank you, Lily Luna.
I didn't even
for recognizing
read
my genius.
I didn't read that before making you read it, so that worked out really perfectly.
I'm so glad that happened.
Can I just Since say, I thought of Ariana in the theater when that happened, yes. and then she hadn't seen the movie yet, so I couldn't text her and say anything.
I know! Oh my gosh. It's terrible.
Okay, and Danya, can you read that tweet from Jennifer?
Yeah, so Jennifer, who is GHChick84, said, I am super excited to relive Pushing Daisies with you all. Love that show so much.
What's this hilarious comment below this? Ariana, did you do this?
Well, just because Probably. She tweeted us and I was like, oh my gosh, her hat is so cute. She has like this really cute sun hat in her Twitter picture and she looks like Kate Middleton. It's great. So I just wanted you all to know.
Nice. Okay. And then let's have Caitlin read Mario's tweet.
Okay, so Mario Padilla said, yes, Pushing Daisies is coming for the next show and rewatchable. I can't effing wait. Ah! And so we hope you enjoy.
Awesome. So once again, you guys can get in contact with us if you email us at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. Our Twitter is re_watchable. And you can also comment on the post for this podcast episode on hypeable.com, and don't forget to leave us iTunes reviews. We really like those, and sometimes we share them on the show as well. And Ariana always has super good incentives for you guys to leave them, so we will probably be continuing that.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
one of the best parts.
So thanks again, you guys, and I hope you are excited for Pushing Daisies as much as we are, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm Karen.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Christine.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Ariana.
I'm Mitch.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Danya.
I'm Gabrielle.
I'm Brittany.
And I'm Colleen.
Yay!
Bye, everybody!
Yay!
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Everybody ready then?
Yep.
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 Yep. Oh God.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or something.
okay.